Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this perfect love that you brought us into, raising us up, restoring us in Christ, in you, Father God, and in the kingdom, and with all the beautiful kingdom realities, angels, and leading, and your provision in every way. We appreciate it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. Amen.
We are reading 1 Timothy 6 from verse 6 to 10, but we'll start at 4 for context. This person is full of pride and understands nothing, but is sick with a love for arguing and fighting about words. This brings jealousy, fighting, speaking against others, evil mistrust, and constant quarrels from those who have evil minds and have lost the truth. They think that serving God is a way to get rich. Serving God does make us very rich if we are satisfied with what we have. We brought nothing into the world, so we can take nothing out. But if we have food and clothes, we will be satisfied with that. Those who want to become rich bring temptation to themselves and are caught in a trap. They want many foolish and harmful things that ruin and destroy people. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have left the faith because they want to get more money, but they have caused themselves much sorrow.
Hallelujah. I like that verse 6. It says, serving God does make us very rich if we are satisfied with what we have. And when we think about, you know, the goodness of God and the richness that has been made available to us, what do we see? Perfect love. So we're satisfied with perfect love. We've come to the right place because God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit originally intended us to be holy and blameless in Christ in love. And that's what they've restored us. The new covenant is the perfect love that has been made available to us. And then again, because of that perfect love, and not to get caught up by the lesser loves and the deceptive loves that are in the world, we need to come morning by morning to the throne of grace to receive grace. What is grace? The perfect love, the divine influence in God's heart, so that we can be loved, be inspired, and then we can inspire and love others as well. So we come to love, to get love, and then be love. And then that love, that perfect love that casts out all fear, is the wonderful plan God has got for us as well. So not only are we restored back in the family, in fellowship with the family, but there's a perfect love plan that comes to pass every day, so we can walk in the footsteps of Jesus, do the works Jesus did, because as much as the Father loves Jesus, he loves us. Amen. Be blessed, brothers and sisters, disciples of the Most High God. You are truly rich in the Lord. Stay in the richness, and you are in perfect peace together with God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.